USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Last week, President Trump announced that he would host next year's G7 summit at his Doral Resort in Miami. Now, this drew criticism from both sides of the political aisle. So over the weekend, the president announced that he would no longer host the G7 summit at Doral. The president on Monday explains why he wanted to host the G7.
I own a property in Florida. I was going to do it at no cost or give it free if I got a ruling, because there's a question as to whether or not you're allowed to give it, because it's like a contribution to a country. I'd have to get a ruling. But I would have given it for nothing. It's a lot of money I would have given away, like I give away my salary.
Dallas, Texas Mayor Eric Johnson says there were no fatalities or major injuries during Sunday night's tornado.
I think we should consider ourselves very fortunate that we did not lose any lives, no fatalities, and no serious injuries in last night's storm. So I think we should all be very grateful.
This is USA Radio News.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. A certified pre-owned sales event going on now through October 31st. Come in today and enjoy a credit of up to $1,500 towards your first two payments through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first 2 months payment and certified pre-owned warranties.
A teacher's strike continues in Chicago. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has an update.
Chicago teachers still on strike. The teachers' union chief of staff, Jennifer Johnson, says talks ended last night with the two sides reaching some agreements.
We've been at the bargaining table for 10 months, and we're only seeing these concrete victories come together after having 25,000 members on picket lines, students and parents in the streets.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and both sides are sitting down discussing a new deal on Monday. U.S. troops that were in Syria are now heading to Iraq, where they will be positioned to help fight ISIS if needed. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper.
This withdrawal will take weeks, not days. Until that time, our forces will remain in the towns that are located near the oil fields.
Esper's plan to move the roughly 1,000 U.S. troops began on Monday, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety, because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
It's all about Halloween this week. If you headed to the theater, USA Radio Network's Wendy King gives us the scary top 10.
There are many who prey on the innocent. I'm sure your kind would agree.
If I didn't know better, I'd say you were making a threat.
Well, do you?
Do I what?
Know better.
Coming in at number one, grossing $36 million, it's Maleficent, Mistress of Evil, with Angelina Jolie. Number two, another evil villain, the Joker, at $29 million. Number three is Zombieland, Double Tap, the sequel with Woody Harrelson once again, grossing $26 million. Number four, the always scary Addams Family with Charlize Theron at $16 million. Number five, Gemini Man with Will Smith at $8.5 million. The cute little monster, Abominable, is at number six with $3.5 million. The not scary at all, Downton Abbey, is at number seven with $3.1 million. Number eight and number nine are ties. Judy with Renee Zellweger, about Judy Garland, at 2.1. And right about the same, 2.1, is Hustlers at number 9 with Jennifer Lopez. And the scariest of them all at number 10, Stephen King's It, Chapter 2.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.